Welcome to Talks from the Bible. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore saith my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Jeremiah 2:31-32. The young prophet Jeremiah had been sent to a people that had forgotten God. They had become arrogant and no longer felt that they needed God. But God had not forgotten them. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Jeremiah 2:1-2. There was a time when these people knew God and were blessed because of this relationship. But now, thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain. Jeremiah 2:5. Those who know God can forget him, and those who walk in holiness can choose to become defiled. Just as God can be remembered, so God can be forgotten. Judah had decided that they no longer needed God, and would no longer come unto him. Unlike the maid that cannot forget her ornaments, and the bride that cannot forget her wedding attire, Judah had forgotten God, even unto days that could not be numbered. The psalmist had spoken of God's people in like fashion. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Psalms 106:21-22. Regardless of the blessings that God might bestow upon us, as he had done to the captives of Egypt, we can forget God. We can forget to hear him and walk in the way of unrighteousness. We can choose to embrace iniquity and travel in the land of darkness. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Psalms 78:10-11. Another of God's great prophets that sought the return of God of this people accused them. For Israel hath forgotten his Maker and buildeth temples, and Judah hath multiplied fenced cities. But I will set a fire upon the cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Hosea 8:14. Terrible indeed is the fate of those who turn from God and forget him. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.